We're doing Yeshaya. We're up to what they call the 52nd chapter, the 13th Pasuk. And we are now entering one of the most complicated Parshiyot in Tanakh. And this is one of the sections of Tanakh which over the generations has been misquoted often. If you tell most Jews that these concepts exist in Tanakh, they'll tell you you're wrong. This doesn't exist. This is a Christian concept. And people don't even know that these psukim are in Tanakh. And now we're going to learn the concepts. And we might be surprised at times as to how Chazal interpreted these concepts, because very often people are not even familiar with these concepts. Our parsha discusses the trusted servant of Hashem who suffers. Who is this trusted servant of Hashem who suffers? So we have two interpretations among our sages. One interpretation is it's talking about the Jewish people as a whole. The other interpretation is it's talking about Mashiach. There are two interpretations. And we're going to work initially, we'll learn this one time with the pshat of Rashi. And then if you guys will choose, so we'll come back and learn it again. Ramban wrote a special piece explaining this. There are other commentaries. So let's begin. Hine yaskil avdi. Behold, my trusted servant will succeed. The time will come when the righteous among Israel will succeed. Yarum venisa vegava meod. He will be exalted. He will be so great. He will be so, so high. Kasher shamimu alecha rabim. Just as over the years, the multitudes, the nations would gasp as they saw how downtrodden you, the Jewish people, were. They would say to one another, Ken mishchat meish mareyu. Look at him. Look at the Jew. Look at how destroyed they are. Mishchat meish. It's as though they've been destroyed to the point where they seem inhumane. The Jew was so downtrodden, they were viewed as mishchat meish. They've been destroyed from being humans. Mar'eyu, that's how they look. Ve'to'aro mibnei adam. And he seems different from all other people. Look at them, the Jew. They don't seem mighty. Look at them, the Jew. They don't seem powerful, and they don't seem like they could rule. They do not seem like a people who are going to rise to the top. On the contrary, they seem the lowest of the low. That's what nations used to say about us. If you wanted to insult someone, you'd say, you Jew. That was an insult. So the Navi describes, my trusted servant, my Jewish people, will succeed and be exalted. Just as for so long, nations would look at them and say, what a decrepit people. Look at how destroyed they are. Look at how they have no position of authority. Kein yazeh goyim rabim. By the same token, the time will come where he will be more powerful than the multitude of nations. He will rule over them. Alav yikpetzu milachim pihem. The nations will be careful and close their mouths lest they speak inappropriately about them. Just as in the past they looked down at them, so too now they're not going to dare talk inappropriately to them. Ki asher lo supar lahem ra'u. The glory that they will get is of a kind that they've never heard anyone else getting. Ki asher lo supar lahem, glory that they've never heard about other people, ra'u, they will witness, the Jewish people receive, v'asher lo shame'u hitbonanu, and then they're going to watch as they receive glory that they've never heard of anyone receiving. Mi hemin lishmu ateinu, they're going to start telling one another, who would believe what we tell them? If we would have heard other people telling us that this is how the Jews would end up, we wouldn't have believed it. Who would believe us? Uzra Adonai al mi niglata. And is there any other people who had such a revelation of the hand of Hashem to guide them to such success? We've never heard of that. Vayal kayonek lefanav. Initially, this nation was like a little branch, and then it started growing and developing. V'chashoresh me'eret tziyah. And this nation seemed like a little root being settled in this dry, arid territory. Who would have thought they could succeed? Lo tor lo velo hadar. Initially, he didn't seem unique. Initially, this nation had no glory. V'nir'eyu velo mare'e v'nechmedeyu. And when we saw him initially, why would we want to have anything to do with them, those Jews? V'nir'eyu velo mare'e, we looked at them, and they didn't seem so impressive. V'lo mare'e, they didn't look good. V'nechmedeyu, was there any reason to desire the Jew? Nivzeh v'chadal ishim. He was so downtrodden, and no one wanted to befriend him. V'chadal ishim, he had no friends. The past was that there was no nation who was as downtrodden as the Jews. And so the nations will say to one another, you remember their history. Of course we wanted to have nothing to do with them. Ish machovot viduacholi. The people of Israel were pained people. They were people who would be frequented with illness. The nations would suddenly decide to make a pogrom. Tomorrow morning, there's a new pogrom. Okay, why not? That was the life of the Jew, never knowing when the next pogrom would hit. That's why Jews didn't flee Europe when Hitler came to power. They said, we've been through Khmelnytsky, we've been through so many pogroms. Okay, so another madman is out to get us. Okay, that's been our history. The Jews, many Jews, did not recognize that this would be different. Their history was that there was one madman, another madman. They dealt with one, they dealt with the other. We suffered our blows, we moved on with life. So looking at our history, people were unprepared for this. And so the nations say that this was a people who would repeatedly suffer. Uchmastel panim mimenu. They used to hide their face. The Jew would hide his face as though he had what to be embarrassed about. The Jew would be shamed wherever he went, and so we gave them no importance, say the nations. When the nations see how the Jewish people grow, they look back and say, of course we didn't think anything of them, because this was their history. And now comes a pasuk that most people don't know exist. The pasuk says about the Jewish people, the nations will look at all those years of suffering of the Jewish people, and they will recognize, Achein cholayenu hu nasa. But now we recognize that when he suffered, he was suffering because the nations would gain atonement through the suffering of Israel. Boom. I would have interpreted this pasuk differently, but that's what Rashi writes. Rashi writes, the concept is the whole world benefited because the Jewish people suffered. Don't ask me how that works, I don't know. But that's what it says in Rashi. that they suffered because our illnesses. And they, Rashi writes, that means the nations gained atonement through our suffering. I have no idea how that concept works. I would have said the Pasuk is saying something totally different. I would have said the Pasuk is saying they suffered our illnesses. Why did the Jew suffer? Because the non-Jew was a madman. Hitler, why does the Jew suffer? Because Hitler's crazy. So the Jews suffer because there's a Chmelnytsky. The Jews suffer because there's something wrong with the guy who decides he should rape his neighbor's wife. Achein cholayenu, the nations would recognize they were sick. And that's why the Jewish people had to suffer all those years, because there was something very wrong with the nations. But that's not what Rashi says. Saying again, the way I would read the pasuk is, now the nations look and say, there was no legitimacy to persecute them the way we did. And they suffered because we were wrong. That's how I would have translated the pasuk. But that's not what Rashi says. Rashi says that they suffered and the nations gained some form of atonement. So how can we understand this? There is a concept that the world is judged as a whole. The world is judged on many levels. We know the individual is judged. Every person gets their own judgment. The family is judged. Every family gets their own judgment. The community is judged. Every community gets their own judgment. The city, the country, the nationality, the continent, the world. Hashem judges on different levels. When something's supposed to happen to affect the country, Hashem judges the country. The individuals are not judged on an individual basis vis-a-vis that judgment. If Hashem judges that country X will go to war with country Y, and country X will be victorious, that's a judgment of the country. But there's also a judgment of the world. Will the world have blessing or curses this year? And so, it's possible, perhaps, to understand this, that on the global scale, Hashem says, this world has done X amount wrong, and as a world, there has to be such a judgment. But more than that, I don't know. The Marikra, who is Rashi's disciple, he interprets the pasuk a little differently than what we have in Rashi. He says, the illnesses, the pain that the nations deserved, that they recognized that they deserved what the Jews received. That the Jews did not deserve all the pain of these 2,000 years of exile. And the nations will say, when they see the Jewish people rise, they'll say, wow, they suffered so much at our hands, we deserved what they got. But Rashi again, Rashi says the nations gained atonement through our suffering. That's Achein cholayenu hu nasa umachoveinu sevalam. So it's saying we suffered what they should have suffered. But Rashi adds the words, מיוסר היה בייסורים להיות כל האומות מתכפרים בייסוריהם של ישראל. That's what Rashi writes.
Isn't that a little counterintuitive?
Correct, it's very counterintuitive.
Most of their sins was giving us trouble, and the trouble that they gave us was the atonement that they got for this. See what I'm saying?
100%. 100%. I have no idea. They've been bothered by this Rashi for many years. Probably from before you were born. No, seriously. Don't know. V'anachnu chashavnu nagua mukei Elohim umune. We always thought that the Jewish people are hated by God. We always thought that they are blemished and plagued by God. The nations will suddenly say, that's what we thought, but it's not so. V'hu mecholal mipesha'enu meduka me'avonoteinu. He was in fact suffering because of what we did wrong. Again, the way Rashi interprets it. Musar shelomeinu alav. His suffering is what allowed us to be in peace. Uvachavurato nirpalanu. And as he got wounded, we got healed. So again, these two psukim describe a concept we have a hard time understanding. What we have to remember, we read this with the benefit of living 2,000 years after the destruction of the second Beit HaMikdash. However, these verses were written before the first Beit HaMikdash was destroyed. The Navi Yeshaya is prophesizing a century before the destruction of the first Beit HaMikdash. We read this and say, yeah, okay, that's been our history. The nations have been making us suffer. But Yeshaya is talking to people who still live in the land of Israel, who have never been exiled, who have never seen their Beit HaMikdash destroyed. He's telling them what's awaiting them up until a great redemption. That's mind-boggling. To think that this was written over 2.5 millennium ago, that this was written 2,700, 800 years ago, before the first Beit HaMikdash was even destroyed, that's awe-inspiring. Again, it's so easy to read it today, knowing what's transpired the last 2,000 years. But to think that Yeshaya said this even before the Beit HaMikdash was destroyed, that's mind-boggling. Because this, as far as we know, this did not happen during the first exile. Yes, we were exiled. Yes, we were enslaved. But then we came back 70 years later, 200 years later. Whenever the Jews came back at the end, this didn't yet happen. So the Navi Yeshaya is prophesizing about a time that's way later. And even with all the arguments of the archaeologists and historians, everyone agrees this was written well before the destruction of the second Beit HaMikdash. Our tradition, this was written in the period of the first Beit HaMikdash. But even if a person were to be secular and not give credence to our tradition, we still know this was before the destruction of the second Beit HaMikdash. And again, the Navi Yeshaya is discussing something which was our reality for 2,000 years. The Navi continues and describes what the nations will say. Kulanu katzon ta'inu. Now we recognize we all were in error, worshipping the pagan gods. We erred like sheep. Ish ledoko paninu. Every person went his path. Vadonai yifgiyabo. Et avon kulanu. And Hashem Hifgiyah accepted his prayers. Hashem, so to speak, was appeased because of and that overcame all of our transgressions. Whether the word Hifgiyah means to punish or whether the word Hifgiyah means to accept their prayer, those are two interpretations among the commentaries. Nigas He was oppressed, and even as he was oppressed, he didn't dare open his mouth. Just as a sheep, as it's being taken to slaughter, and he doesn't have anything to say. Just like a female sheep, as it's being sheared, it's silent. It's got nothing it can say. Velo yiftach piv. So too, the Jewish people did not open their mouths. They suffered and they suffered. And what could they say? Well, of course, what could you say? You're there to say something. The nations would cut a person's tongue out. Meyotzeru mi mishpat lukach ve'et doro mi yesocheach. Justice was withheld from them, and ultimately they will be whisked away from that reality. They will be taken away from that suffering. Ve'et doro, and the years that passed and the suffering that befell the Jewish people, mi yesocheach, who's going to be able to recount that? After years of exile, ki nigzar me'eretz chayim, mipesha ami negalamo. The nation in mass transgressed, and then even the righteous were wounded. And so the Navi describes that this will come to an end, the period of suffering. The Jews will return to the land of Israel. And then the nations will start looking back and saying, maybe we misunderstood what was going on here. Maybe we thought we could get away with doing what we did to the Jews because we kept saying God hates the Jews, and we misunderstood what was going on. And again, the Navi is speaking before any of this began. Before the destruction of the first Beit HaMikdash, he is foretelling us what was our history for the last 2,000 years, and we hope we've rounded the corner. We hope that we can talk about our history.